political parties have finalized their list of candidates for the 2024 general election scheduled in October, and the majority of contestants are male. In the ruling Botswana Democratic Party, BDP, out of nearly 200 candidates for the National Assembly, only 20 are women. Gender activist Pamela Dube says the situation is concerning, especially given how few women were elected in 2019.
The pertaining state of affairs in women's political participation in Botswana is saddening. While statistically Botswana women make more than 50% of the voters, women's representation in elected positions remain very low. I have serious doubt that we'll see an improvement in the upcoming October elections.
Botswana falls short of the framework established by the regional bloc, the Southern Africa Development Community, for achieving gender parity. The group's policy advocates equal representation in political and decision-making positions. Dube says the governing BDP should create gender quotas in order to push for legislated seat allocation.
Botswana has no such laws or even constitutional provisions. It is even sadder that the Constitutional Review Bill, which is before Parliament, is silent in this regard.
Spokesperson for opposition coalition the Umbrella for Democratic Change, UDC, Moeti Moasa, says the country's electoral laws do not favour women. Botswana uses the first-past-the-post system, where voters choose a single candidate as opposed to a list.
You cannot expect the very same setup or situation that is patriarchal, conservative, to allow women to rise and occupy positions of authority or influence in society. So our position is that we need to have a mixed system which will have the current first past the post and also the list system. If you look at the countries that have all that have list system, you will realize that the women in those countries are much more empowered.
Maputo-based Women in Political Participation WPP Programs Officer Sifiso Sami Dube says Botswana should have amended its electoral laws under a recent constitutional review process.
There is a need to handhold the women in political leadership from the time they are campaigning or they are thinking about campaigning to the time they will be campaigning, to the time they will be in elections, to the time they will be in political leadership positions. Because once in there, when they are in the political offices, it's quite cold in there. There is need for them to be continuously motivated.
While Botswana struggles to get more women in politics, countries like Angola, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, Tanzania, and Zimbabwe have more than 30% women representation in upper and lower houses of parliament. Nkondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
The pertaining state of affairs in women's political participation in Botswana is saddening. While statistically Botswana women make more than 50% of the voters, women's representation in elected positions remain very low. I have serious doubt that we'll see an improvement in the upcoming October elections. Botswana has no such laws or even constitutional provisions. It is even sadder that the Constitutional Review Bill, which is before Parliament, is silent in this regard.
You cannot expect the very same setup or situation that is patriarchal, conservative, to allow women to rise and occupy positions of authority or influence in society. So our position is that we need to have a mixed system which will have the current first past the post and also the list system. If you look at the countries that have all that have list system, you will realize that the women in those countries are much more empowered.
There is a need to handhold the women in political leadership from the time they are campaigning or they are thinking about campaigning to the time they will be campaigning, to the time they will be in elections, to the time they will be in political leadership positions. Because once in there, when they are in the political offices, it's quite cold in there. There is need for them to be continuously motivated.